You're grounded with Emma and Ella.
Oh me, oh my.
Oh me, oh my.
Oh me, oh my.
Hello, you're very welcome to You're Grounded with me, Emma Dorn. My fantastic co-host, Ella Dorn. Ella, how are you?
I'm okay.
We're just having a cab out before we press record because the SD card went somewhere.
Who knows?
And who knows? Who knows where it's been?
It so disappeared. That's what SD stands for.
How are you?
I'm good. Good. It's in college for the first time.
When?
Did we talk about this? No, we haven't.
That's why I'm saying when.
On Friday, I was in college.
What were you doing?
Doing a bit of training for some peer mentoring. So basically just like showing around the stupid first years where to go and shit.
And there was a question in from our producer.
No one cares about this question.
Nobody cares about anything. It's a question in from our producer. Producer wanted to know what makes peer mentor... What is it? Peer mentor what?
This is a peer mentoring program, I guess.
A peer mentor program. What makes the peer mentor program different from Green Skills Committee? So you were in Green Skills Committee in school. And from what we could gather, it just seemed to be like, I don't know, just getting pizza every so often or something?
No, we had meetings every week and we...
Did you actually have them every week? Because there was a lot of times, Green Skills was cancelled today.
Well, they're supposed to happen every week. I went to them every week.
Yeah.
We bought new stuff for the school to make it more eco-friendly. We bought water hippos. We bought a rain...
Water hippos.
You put them in the cistern of the toilet and it takes up less water when you flush them.
Okay.
I
didn't know they were called water hippos.
Yeah.
Can you not just do that like with tennis balls and stuff?
Well, water hippos last longer and they're better.
In what way?
Because surely the tennis ball would get like tennis ball stuff in the...
I don't think you know, Ella. I think you can put a break in.
What if the school wants to play tennis?
Well, they had a tennis court, but it was overgrown.
Yeah, but we had a tennis court that wasn't overgrown.
And if all the
tennis balls were in the toilets, that would have been a bit of a... Go collect your tennis balls from the toilets, girls. That's just...
Wouldn't be surprised at school.
You wouldn't, would you? But that's a bit of a step too far, I think.
But was it an enjoyable day? How did you become a peer mentor?
I applied to be a peer mentor. I had to fill out a little application.
And did you get accepted?
Yes. Well, everyone got accepted.
Sorry, I was trying to figure it up.
No. They're desperate for people to be doing it. But, you know, hashtag accepted.
This is your kind of thing, though, isn't it?
Hashtag accepted.
Because I was saying to you the other day, when you were in primary school, you did this thing called Playground Pals.
Mm. That was
they have it in lots of schools where, and I'm sure it's called different things, but it's basically when you're in sixth class, you are hanging out with junior infants kids.
Yeah, at lunch break.
So the teachers could go and smoke, have a fag. But you really loved that. So when you did, you'd be like, my playground pal and da-da-da. You're really upset saying goodbye to your little playground pal, weren't you?
Yeah.
What age would your playground pal be now? 6, 7, 8. 13?
They'd be going into first year.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. So getting back to college. Being a peer mentor.
Being back on campus.
Do you think you're going to politics?
No.
Okay, good. Because I was starting to get worried about you with all these kind of extra kind of community-based things. Like, great, great, great. But in the back of my mind, I'd be like,
I am a secret Fine Gaeler.
Get out of my house.
You Mom, can do Ella. Dad.
I can deal with anything.
Mom, Dad, I support Fine Gael.
I could deal with any problems that come your way, but that would just be too much for me.
Mom, Dad,
I'm Fine Gaeler.
I support Trump.
Get out. And any other...
Make Ireland great again.
Any other news or crack?
No, that's kind of it, really. Just work, and then I was back in college.
Okay, fair enough.
Going out for breakfast tomorrow.
With who?
With Anne. So that'd be nice.
Anne, yeah. Tell her I was asking for her.
I will indeed. I will
and
indeed.
How's he these days?
Grand.
Has he been asking for me?
No, he doesn't give a shit about you. How
well,
are
let
you
him come and say that to my face. See how that goes down. He was meant to bring. Did he bring more glasses?
No.
Tell him he had to bring his gin glasses. And okay.
More glasses.
Thank you. Got it.
What have you been up to?
What have I been up to? I've been walking a little bit. Well, gigs and stuff. Well, gigs are still work. But then I had a funeral over the weekend. So that was very sad. I mentioned her on the podcast, Kira Berry. So, yeah, that was my weekend. So, you know, it's like nice that, because she was in America when she died, so they had to get her home. So it was nice that she got home and she had a wake and everything, but obviously incredibly sad and shite. And I think a lot of time when people maybe die when they're older, like you can put a positive spin on it, but there was no real positive, there was no positive spin really to be put on it. But I was obviously glad that I went and all that kind of stuff. So that was, but so it was just a weird weekend because it was like, I think it would have been weird anyway. It was just that I had work commitments as well, and then I was like, you know, just I felt like I was going around with multiple personalities.
You're doing a comedy gig once.
Well, and you want those people to enjoy it, you know what I mean?
Yes, yeah, of course.
But I think I got away. I think I got away with it. It was kind of actually, in a weird way, that the distraction was an okay thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's funny. I was chatting to a comedian, John Cleary, who was saying to me that, because he was saying, "Oh, you're sticking around or whatever," and I was like, "Well, no, I'm going like kind of back, but you know, I had a funeral this morning, whatever." But he was saying that I'm sure you won't mind me saying, but his dad died about 4 years ago, and he was saying that when his dad died, he thought like that he'd never do comedy again. But then he said that it actually helped him to to be able to focus on something completely different and whatever. And it was just interesting, nice to hear him talk about it. But it's like a real comedian thing, like to get like, you know, about to start having this big deep conversation, they go, "Them fucking Haribo, all right, aren't they? Yeah, I'm gonna have a few of them." And then I was like, "Yeah, the Coke Zeros, yeah." So so that was my weekend. So bit mad, but
mad, isn't it?
I know, sorry, I actually can't believe I said that there. I'm ashamed of myself.
It's all just about this bond, isn't it? All just about the...
I know. But yes, that's all the crack with me. And then we did do another thing this weekend, but...
Secret.
Yeah, secret. Now today, on the podcast, now this is something that you do in everyday life, because we were sitting down with producer, and when I say sitting down, it's just like we're sitting on the couch after dinner, and we said we were going to do this, and he, producer Shane, piped up and said, "Have you not already done that?" And we said, "No, we hadn't." So we asked each other questions before. If you've listened before, you'll know.
If you're a real fan,
yeah. But there was something, Ella, I think even before we started the podcast, you were saying things that you'd like to do, and you were like, "Would you rather?" Because Ella is a real "would you rather" person.
I don't think I am, though.
You are.
I really don't think I am.
Ella, even if you're not, why would you fucking start piping up about it now just as I'm leading into what we're doing? But you are.
I don't think I am.
And yet she continues.
Mary Wilma. Anne, get back to us on this. I don't think I am.
So these are "would you rather" questions. That we're both going to answer.
You couldn't be an arse coming up with a topic, lads.
What?
That's the truth.
Who?
That's the truth. I said we couldn't have been. We're not bothered to come up with a topic.
Well, you never are. But I said, would you want to? Do you want to
I'd
do something? Would
few.
You rather? Like what?
Like
Yeah.
The transitions for us, you going from working from home.
Okay, that's one.
And there's comedy about 20, and me yeah. going. So, yeah, and that was the best episode.
And that was one episode out of episode. 20. Okay. She's so bloody cheeky, isn't she? Would you rather have finger-sized nipples or nipple-sized fingers? Starting off strong.
Finger-sized nipples.
Finger-sized nipples okay, and nipple-sized fingers.
It's got to be finger-sized nipples.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
Nipple-sized fingers are so impractical. You wouldn't have to do anything.
Oh, sorry. So yeah. You want finger-sized nipples?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. The same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can just like push them down.
Well, hopefully. But nipple-sized fingers, I mean, just impractical.
Impractical.
I mean, the finger-sized nipples are annoying, I'm sure.
Mm.
But nipple-sized fingers is just ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous question.
That's good that we both agree on that. Would you rather eat chocolate-flavoured shit or shit-flavoured chocolate? That's a tough one.
I think shit-flavoured chocolate.
Shit-flavoured chocolate?
Yeah, personally.
Yeah, me too.
Just the health, also the health risks of eating shit.
Yeah.
It's not yeah, good.
And you're still, it's still shit. It's,
yeah.
Oh, okay, I don't even, oh God, this is, no, I'm not asking that one, sorry. Okay, right. Oh God. Would you rather go bright purple when embarrassed or sweat so much you soak your clothes?
You go first for this one, I'll let you take.
I think... Do you know what? I think I'm going to... Oh, it's a tough one. I think I'm going to say sweat so much I soak my clothes because I don't really get embarrassed that much. And I think if I had a coat on and stuff, it'd be all right. And if I was sweating that much, I think I'd be able to like style it out and pretend like I had some sort of fever or something, even though I know in my head I'm sweating like this because I'm embarrassed.
Oh, I think turning purple is so much better.
Really?
I already turn red, so it's just a different colour. Like what's...
But it's bright purple.
Yeah, I already turned bright red, so like...
But you get embarrassed... You'd be pulling red nose quite a bit. So that means you'd be purple quite a bit.
Yeah. One of my favourite colours is purple.
Okay. Would you rather fart every time you laugh or burp every time you cry?
Fart every time I laugh.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you laugh a lot?
No.
Fart, 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 fart. How often do you cry?
Yeah, but just the burping would be so uncomfortable. Or maybe I burp when I cry. I don't know.
I totally burp when I cry. I'm not saying I fart more than I cry. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just... Sorry. Yeah, I laugh a lot more than I cry. How could I fart every time I laugh? I'd never stop laughing.
You mean you never stop farting?
But I'd fart every time I laugh. Mm. So I'd laugh, I'd fart, then I'd be laughing at like now.
Yeah, no, I think you're right.
I could do that.
Oh my God.
So I'm going to save you from any sexual ones here.
I appreciate it.
Would you rather wear someone else's dirty underwear or use their toothbrush?
Use their toothbrush.
Yeah, use their toothbrush 100%.
That's so easy.
Yeah, no, I don't even know what to think about that for a second.
Hide your toothbrushes, guys.
Would you rather have a one-minute conversation with your past self or your future self?
Past.
Oh, really?
I don't want to fuck anything up.
Oh, have you got a particular time in mind?
No, just, like, I don't want to talk to my future self and then, like...
But would your future... But your future self would know that you wouldn't want to know anything that would change what you're doing.
Yeah, but you can't be sure. My future self would probably say nothing to me. because they'd be so scared of messing up their life. I'd probably just stand there and be like, I'm not saying anything. So I talked to my past self. What about you?
Yeah, but do you not feel like if you talk to your past self that you're, what's the point?
Well, I don't
because remember. If you're talking to your past self, is that not to tell your past self something?
No.
And then that will influence what they do.
No, because I wouldn't be in the same headspace as my past self. My past self might be able to help me. Might be able to tell me, or tell me what's going on in their life. I don't remember all the nitty gritty details.
I might go to my future self, I think.
Risky.
And just ask.
What would you ask?
Any advice?
How's Ella?
Selfish for just a second. Well, any advice is a fairly broad question.
Yeah.
So I'll leave it broad. Would you rather be constantly itchy or constantly sticky? I mean, you are kind of a sticky person anyway, so.
What's that supposed to mean?
You're a bit sticky.
What do you mean I'm a bit sticky?
You're a bit sticky.
Can you expand on that instead of just repeating it over and over again?
Like sticky.
You know, what do you mean?
Well,
you're much
more, like, I think people are either sticky people or itchy people.
Like, how am I sticky?
Like, okay, you're much more likely to say, my hands feel sticky, rather than, oh, my hands feel itchy.
But who says you're a sticky person? Who goes, my hands are itchy?
Have you never got an itchy hand?
No, who gets an itchy hand?
Like, but you're more inclined to complain about something being sticky.
I don't
sticky
like the fact that you call me a sticky person. I really, really dislike that.
I mean in a very literal sense. I don't mean like, oh, she's sticky. She's tricky. I mean, like, you're just more likely to be like, something sticky on my leg, something sticky on my arm, than someone who says like, oh, my arm's mad itchy.
But stickiness is an exterior problem, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, the table's sticky.
Yeah.
Or my hand's sticky.
Like, but you like to put jam in different places, so.
What do you mean,
you like to put your chewing gum in different places?
Okay, this is getting ridiculous.
Well, I'm getting truthful. I wasn't going to say why you're a sticky person. Do you dot your chewing gum, around the house?
I would rather be sticky.
Yeah, because you are sticky. Yeah, thanks. We got there in the end. Thanks very much.
Not a sticky person, though.
Do you dot your chewing gum around the house?
No.
Yes.
No.
Okay, do you have a couple of spots that you leave it in?
Yeah. Okay. Difference.
Would you rather spend the day wearing wet socks or spend the day with a popcorn kernel stuck in your teeth?
Popcorn kernel.
Yeah, popcorn kernel. Sometimes it can just give me something to do.
That's what I was thinking.
It can just be kind of, it can be an act of mindfulness, yes. Just trying to like concentrate on a popcorn kernel. Wet socks. No. Nay. Would you rather drink 2 liters of piss or 2 liters of sweat?
2 liters of a lot.
I know, it is a
2 liters is so much.
Yeah.
Like, I think, like, that's like a big bottle of Coke. Like, that's so much.
It's so much, isn't it?
Like, it would take you, like, days to get through it. It's probably sweat.
Just as you said it. I know it's the better one, but still, it depends whose sweat it was.
What if someone was, like, really, really hydrated? And it was just
water?
Well,
the piss or the sweat wouldn't be too bad.
Yeah.
Do you know what? You'd have to go with sweat, but you'd have to drink it really quickly because it's old sweat that smells. Fresh sweat doesn't smell.
Next question!
Would you rather lick someone's armpit or have someone else lick your armpit? Gross. Nobody wants to know. Oh, this is a good one. Would you rather have a 10-inch long... Ella! You showed your true colours there.
What do you mean?
Your face.
This is a podcast, Emma.
It's the first time I've seen you awake during this whole episode.
This is a podcast.
Perked up like a little prairie dog there. Would you rather have a 10-inch long belly button that swayed to music? I thought this was just so you. Would you rather have a 10-inch long belly button that swayed to music or a... I don't know why this is so you, but it is. Say it again. I got you.
Swaying to music.
Okay, listen, listen. Would you rather have a 10-inch long belly button that swayed to music or accordions for legs?
Belly button.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you've got to think of, you know, how are you going to live your life with accordion legs? Not good.
Both are good. Both are good. Both belly button. The swayed music.
Would you rather be just friends with someone you love or marry someone you hate?
Oh, just friends.
Yeah, stupid.
What would you... Duh, bad would you rather. Improve.
Would you rather be born with an elephant trunk or a giraffe neck?
Elephant trunk.
Really?
Yeah.
Elephant trunk.
Humans aren't meant to have giraffe necks. Probably.
They're really not meant to have elephant trunks either.
No, but I just feel like... A human neck probably wouldn't be able to like...
Second year psychology student here, people. not have giraffe necks either.
No, but like, I mean, like, I feel like an elephant trunk is like less of a nuisance. It's just kind of like your nose is just...
A fucking elephant trunk. The size of an elephant trunk.
No, but it'd like be a you elephant trunk. Surely. It'd be like a... Oh.
Sorry?
It'd be like a little elephant trunk.
It's not going to be the same size as your nose. It's not like your nose is going to be...
No, but like it'd be kind of smaller.
Yeah, but think of how long an elephant trunk is comparison to the elephant even.
Mm. Yeah, so, but like it would go down past my like chin.
It'd be a bit longer than that.
No, but like go past my chin to like where my Adam's apple would be. That's where.
So you're going with that?
Yeah.
Right, fair enough.
You just want to be tall.
Now... Would you rather never leave the country or leave and never come back?
Leave and never come back.
Oh, okay.
What about you?
I really don't know.
Well, like, see, you got to think about it. You have a job, you have a family, you have a house. What if I was never allowed to leave, but I never had any of those things? You know what I mean? Like, what if I wasn't able to find a job?
Yeah.
Or a place to live. And I wasn't able to leave either.
But you have...
And I'm screwed.
But you have both those things.
Yeah, but I mean like never. You know what I mean? Like when I finished college, if I wasn't able to find a place to live and I wasn't able to find a job and I wasn't able to leave either, then I'm screwed.
I don't know. It'd make me very sad never to be able to come back to Ireland again.
Yeah, we could meet in like... England.
I don't know. I think I'd have to say never leave the country.
Mm.
That's for me personally. Would you rather crap yourself once?
That'd be so serious.
I know. Would you rather crap yourself once a year in public or every day in private?
How public are we talking?
Well, public.
Because public could just be like in a public park at like 3 a.m.
Well, just take it that it's it's very public. Like the people around you know, I would imagine that's what they're trying to say here.
Do I get to choose when I crap myself in private?
It just says every day.
Yeah, but do I get to choose when?
Ella, for fuck's sake, no. The answer is once a year in public. You can't crap yourself every day in private. Yeah, that's going to have quite an impact on your life.
But if I could choose when, if I could do it.
You're just... crapping yourself every day.
Yes, but if I could choose when, if I could like do it before I went into the shower.
I don't think you can choose.
Okay, then once a year.
I think the very essence of crapping yourself is that it's a sudden... thing, because if you know when it's going to happen, just sit on the fucking toilet.
Okay, once a year in public then, I guess.
Would you rather have vaginas in your armpits or armpits in between your legs?
Vaginas on my armpits.
Dirty bitch.
Why? What would you choose? I don't
know. There's no right answer there.
What would you choose?
I think I'd have to have vaginas in my armpits, yeah. I wouldn't like to have an armpit instead of a vagina.
Yeah, see, look, you chose the same as
me. I know. Yeah. Would you rather fulfill your biggest wish or resolve your biggest regret?
Biggest wish? What about you? I go poof.
I think wish. Don't think I've got a big enough regret.
She's really thinking about this one, lads.
Yeah, I know. No, I don't think. Yeah, I'm going to stick to my answer. Would you rather shout all the time or whisper all the time?
Whisper.
Well, I shout all the time and you whisper all the time, so that's that one done.
Would you shout all the time?
No, but I don't think I'm a crazy loud person.
No, I mean like the would you rather. Would you whisper or shout all the time?
Whisper all the time, I think. Mm. They get fairly annoying. Yeah, I think so. So I'm just reading some of these that like I can't ask you because one of them is would you rather drink your mother's period blood or your father's sperm? I don't think you want to answer that, do you?
No, not particularly.
And I certainly don't want to answer that. Would you rather be... Why is that funnier? Why are you assaulting the mic?
I'm not.
You are.
Fake news.
Would you rather live in the White House or Buckingham Palace?
Probably Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, me too.
Just don't want to live in America.
I feel like even as well, if I was in Buckingham Palace, I'd have probably more freedom and less security and less rules.
But more space. It's probably, I wonder which one's bigger.
I don't know, but they're all of them are divided up into quarters and stuff.
Mm.
Different areas for different things.
I presume Buckingham Palace is larger, but I don't know.
Probably. I'm not sure. Would you rather be a member of the Kardashian family or a member of the Obama family?
Kardashian. Why not? What would you rather?
I don't know. I mean, I think if I could be a Kardashian, but like, it doesn't necessarily mean that I have to be on all their shows because
they
have
like a chill one.
Yeah, I think I'll just be a Kardashian then. Would you rather have a runny nose for the rest of your life or a cough after every word? I mean, I feel like I have a runny nose most of the time anyway, so.
That's really tough.
But I think cough after every word is just a bit too much.
Yeah. Hi. My.
Yeah.
I can make runny nose.
Runny nose.
It would be like a 1 second conversation where people would be like, it's a medical condition.
I know.
Then we'd get over it, you know.
Would you rather die by a zombie attack or a shark attack?
Shark attack.
Yeah, shark attack, definitely. The zombie one just seems to go on for too long.
Mm.
And because I can't swim, I'd probably black out quicker, I think, with the shark. That's a nice
kind of... I like sharks too. Sharks kind of just...
Oh, yeah. And why do you like sharks?
I like sharks. They deserve to eat, you know. We kill enough of them. Let them have me.
Okay. Would you rather be able to speak to animals or every language in the world?
Every language in the world.
You wouldn't want to speak to Twiggy and Stan.
You know, the Twiggy and Stan would be like, food, food, food,
I know,
food,
that's
food,
it. You see,
bird! I could just be like...
I think if we were able to speak to animals, we might be like disappointed.
Yeah, like maybe a dolphin or a squid or something would have something cool to say, but...
Yeah.
Their whole view of the world would be different. Maybe interesting, but I think language would be more useful.
Okay, we'll do a couple more. Maybe one, two more. Would you rather have your brain transplanted into a robot's body or an animal's body of your choice?
Probably, I'm saying robot just because I feel like it's more likely to work. But no, I think I know we're not talking. Let's just take, I know we're like, not talking logistically here, but yeah, robot.
I'd go animal.
Your whole, all your relationships with people would change, though. If I was like,
oh, you think you're just gonna, it's gonna be a smooth transition when you're a fucking robot?
Well, like, at least when you're a robot, you still like, you could be like a human kind of robot.
Yeah, but
you know, but like if you're, it's like my mom's humans.
Humans. Humans. You loved that. For anyone who watched Humans, Ella particularly liked when the dad, I mean, would you call it an affair? I don't know what you call it, but he had.
I didn't particularly like them.
No, Ella, you did. Well, we all pissed ourselves laughing, but you particularly did.
Yeah, well, I laughed. I didn't particularly like that part.
Well, you know exactly what part I'm talking about. He has an affair with their robot. Does he switch the settings on her or something?
Yeah, because it was like it was supposed to be like a household helper, but he changes it to like
sexy mode or something, and then changed her back. Did he?
I don't know if...
I was fucking stupid though.
He enabled some kind of setting or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Got the manual out. It was stupid though, was it? Wasn't it?
Yeah, but like imagine me having to go to my friends. My mom is a donkey now. Like, it's just a whole different thing.
Yeah.
Like, where would you sleep? You're a donkey now. It just makes everything awkward, you know?
Would you rather have to say all your sentences backwards or have to communicate through charades for a week?
It's only a week.
Yeah, it's just a week.
I think charades could be fun.
I think charades for a week. I think it would just be so frustrating to try and talk backwards.
Yeah.
For a week. I just wouldn't want it. Would you rather have...
Imagine me serving people, but in charades.
Oh, God. Would you rather have a rewind button or a pause button in your life?
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
You can go for it.
I think, well, pause.
Why?
Because if I have a rewind, I want to have a pause and a fast forward as well. But a pause can work on its own.
Mm. I think if I had a rewind, I'd be just constantly rewinding. I'd never go through a day.
Yeah. I think pause is bad enough. I think if you had the rewind, then you'd be at it all the time.
I would like a rewind, though.
A rewind. Would you rather always forget who you are or always forget who everyone else is?
Who everyone else is.
Yeah, I suppose so. Because I think it would be more...
Maybe we're just both
right. Mentally unsettling to not know who you are. I think that would cause you more angst and whatever.
But then, like, if you know what who other people are, you kind of know who you are though. I'd probably do that one because it's a bit of a...
Yeah, well, if I know...
It's a bit of a workaround.
Well, if I know you're Ella...
Yeah, if
I... have to know you're my daughter.
Yeah, exactly. That I have a daughter.
Yeah, because
if you knew that Shane was your partner, then you'd know. Like, you'd slowly work out who you were by your relations with other people, I think.
Yeah.
Easily enough.
Well, we end on an El Classic.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather...
An easy classic.
Yeah. It's not an easy bet, it's just a classic. Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses... Or one horse-sized duck.
Have you ever... No, I was going to say ducks don't have the same. Have you ever seen a swan's teeth?
Teeth?
Yeah, they have mad teeth. Like
teeth?
Yeah.
I didn't know they had teeth.
Yeah, it's really scary. But I don't think ducks have the same kind of thing going on. Anyway, probably one horse-sized duck.
Yeah.
Because I feel like 100...
They're coming at you from all different angles, aren't they?
Duck-sized horses. Like, a duck isn't that small. Like, no. If a duck kicked you with the power of a horse, it would hurt you, like.
But it's not the power of a horse, it's a duck.
Yeah, but it's a horse. Who's
the size of a horse?
No. It's a horse that's the size of a duck. It's 100 horses that are the size of ducks.
Oh, yeah.
So if it's the size of a
duck... Sorry, I thought you were talking about the big duck.
No, no, no.
That's what I was saying.
No. Like, the horse would be able to pack quite the kick if it was duck-sized still.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It would, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And 100 is a lot.
Yeah, yeah. 100 of them kicking the shit out of you.
Like, I wouldn't fight 100 ducks. I'd rather fight one horse than 100 ducks.
Yeah.
100 of anything, like.
But then, ducks can fly... I mean, you mightn't really have a chance against a horse-sized duck.
Why?
Well, it might just pick you up in its beak and fly off at you.
But I'd stab it before that, Emma. My massive spear.
I think I would love to see you fight a horse-sized duck.
Well, we all know that you can fight. Just in general.
I don't know. That's supposed to mean
after you fighting that girl in school and
poop, poop, poop. Right, that was fun.
We should do this every week.
Yeah, that's I just said you're such a would you rather person. You see how into it she gets. She's mad for. We'll be back to say hello to you next.
We should play Granny Snickers next.
A Granny Snickers, that wouldn't last long. How'd you play that again?
You ask.
And you have to answer Granny Snickers. Okay, we do Granny Snickers before we go.
Yeah.
Are you asking me or am I asking you?
I'll ask
this
you.
Is another one of Ella used to love playing this when she was a kid. So yeah. You're asking me?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you wearing right now?
Granny Snickers.
What's your favourite food?
Granny Snickers.
Who's your best friend?
Granny Snickers.
What do you like to do in your free time?
Granny Snickers.
What did you have for dinner last night?
Granny Snickers.
What's your favourite song?
Granny Snickers.
What's your favourite colour?
Granny Snickers.
What?
I'll ask you. It'll be so much quicker.
Look, I've asked you the good ones.
Yeah. Okay. See, it's like, come on.
Okay.
At least try. I'm never going to crack. What you sleep with every night? Hello.
Check again. You're just too good.
No, it's you're too easy. No.
Okay.
Are you actually ready? You have to look. I had steely eye contact with you throughout. Okay. What's your favourite perfume?
Granny Snickers.
What's your favourite type of face mask?
I think it's just, it's particularly when you ask me.
Is it?
Yeah.
I have the knack.
Okay, one more go.
You really want one more go?
One more go before we leave.
You sure?
Yeah, one more go.
Okay. Are you sure now?
Yeah, one more go. I'm serious now. Stop staring at me.
Okay. What's your good look charm?
Granny Snickers. Why are you even pausing?
What you kiss every night before bed?
Granny Snickers.
What's your favourite thing to wear?
Granny Snickers.
What you dry your hair with?
Granny Snickers.
What you love to have with the Coke Zero?
Granny Snickers.
The way your eyes are peeking up over the microphone is weird. What's your favorite thing to touch?
Granny Snickers. See, I have aced it now.
You've cracked it.
I can do it. I am breathing extremely heavily.
But yeah, I can hear that.
I've got it. Sorry about that, listener. There's a lot of concentration that goes into it.
Okay, well done. You eventually learned how to play Granny Snickers after all these years.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, thanks for watching.
What's your favorite thing to have with pasta sauce?
Granny Snickers.
What's your favorite thing to have in a sandwich?
Granny Snickers.
What's your favorite thing to have on a scone?
Granny Snickers.
What's better than cheese?
Granny Snickers.
Yeah, he raised it well.
Granny
done.
Snickers.
Okay, we're going to head off. It's time to go.
Remember to rate, review Granny Snickers.
Rate, review Granny Snickers. What else do I have to tell you? I have...
Tickets,
yes. November 25th is gone. There's like a few single tickets.
Gone.
So if you and your friends wanted to all buy individual tickets, Ella, you could, but you can't sit together.
Oh, that's a bit...
Yeah, so that's kind of gone. So hopefully I'll put on some more shows. I don't know yet. I'm not lying. That's the truth. I think it went there at the weekend. So that's exciting. I'm excited to do those shows. And then TV show starts this Thursday. No Worries or Not. RTÉ 2, 10:35.
35? It's a strange time. Sorry.
For fuck's sake. Right, well, Ella's not going to watch it.
I'm going to watch it when I get back I'm going to watch it when I get back from work. It's just the 30. It's not the 10:30 bit, it's the 35.
Okay, Gran, thanks for the support. Anyway, Lisa,
I love you.
Count on you, listener.
I love you, Granny Snickers.
We'll chat to you next week.
Granny Snickers.
Bye.